President Bush put his cabinet into place in near record time, despite the drawn-out election. His business-like approach to governing promised quick staffing and a rapid start to his administration. But his corporate style of leadership has run into hard realities. Paul Light is senior advisor at the Presidential Appointee Initiative at the Brookings Institution here in Washington. He says lower-level Bush appointments are proceeding at a glacial pace.
He has caught up to Bill Clinton in terms of the number of appointees that he's announced and the number that he's nominated, but that's not saying much. Bill Clinton was the slowest president in modern American history, and Bush is likely, at the end of all of this, to be even slower.
Well, he got off to a great start considering the delay with the election.
I'll tell you, they moved very quickly in making announcements and picks. So unlike Bill Clinton, who struggled mightily in the Oval Office to actually pick somebody, Bush has been very fast at making the decision, but then the process itself takes over and the whole thing is slowing down. And right now we've got roughly 10%, to be generous, 11% of the Bush cabinet and subcabinet sworn and sitting in their offices. Everything else is backed up.
Is this a bigger problem at some agencies than others?
It's a big problem at Justice, where there's a lot of politics around the subcabinet. It's a big problem at Agriculture, HHS, Treasury. I guess it's a big problem everywhere. And, you know, the cabinet secretaries are now in the process of building a de facto subcabinet composed of political appointees who are not subject to Senate confirmation. So in most of the departments, you have no deputy secretaries, but every department has a chief of staff to the secretary who is performing the duties of the deputy secretary. And once the Senate-confirmed officers come on board, you have the conflict between the de facto cabinet and the Senate-confirmed cabinet. It's going to be a wild ride.
Now, is the problem at the White House or is the problem in the Senate?
It's everywhere. The White House is not sending signals on who comes first, so everybody's in a long line. It's like being outside a summer blockbuster movie theater. You know, they just wait for the FBI to get to them. Once you get them through that process, they go up to the Senate, and you can't get senators to schedule confirmation hearings, but everybody has to have one.
Too much democracy there. Huh?
Well, it's just a mess, and it's a comedy of bureaucratic red tape and politics. And I'll tell you, the first ones to put holds in the Senate on Bush nominees were Republicans. Jesse Helms last February put a hold on the deputy secretary designate at Treasury and several other Treasury Department officials because he was upset about administration policy regarding textile imports. Under the best of circumstances, George Bush would have been lucky to have his cabinet and subcabinet in place by November 1, and these ain't the best of circumstances. I'm now predicting that Bush will be lucky to have a full administration in place by February of 2002.
I have pictures of people in hotels, maybe, because they're afraid to make real estate commitments.
Well, that's part of it. I like to say that this is not a headless government. It's a neckless government. You have no second, third, fourth, fifth layer political appointees in place. You're missing just a whole core of people who make government work.
Well, does it matter if the government isn't working?
Well, if you're a Bush partisan, you're upset because government continues to do what it did under Bill Clinton, and therefore you want people in place to push the stop button. Democrats delude themselves if they think that this actually prevents playfulness in the departments because you have the de facto cabinet being built and they're pulling the levers, but they're just not subject to Senate confirmation. Every Senate Democrat who's thinking about being president in 2005, and I would count 50 of those right now, ought to be worried that this current process is setting the precedent for the next president.
And this is costing us a fortune.
It's making us look kind of silly. I mean, I talk to friends who are abroad, and they look at us and they say, my God, you know, a full year will be wasted. And it's the most important year in an administration for getting underway because we don't have a cabinet. You send John Ashcroft here, and you've got to send Paul O'Neill there because they don't have any deputies who can speak for them. You've got the paper piling up in the hallways. It's no way to run a government, and it's really not a good situation for anybody.
Paul Light is the Director of Governmental Studies at the Brookings Institution here in Washington.